This is the New World Report. I'm John Betzer with Professor Evan Ellis, and the continents of North and South America have enough bad news. So we go to where there is good news. At least it promises success for the new president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum. She's popular. With all the vicissitudes of tariffs and drugs and accusations in the border these last years, and the fact that Ms. Sheinbaum is the protege of a man whose complicated presidency included allegations of cooperation with the cartels, all of that, she's popular. And that is a winner. Professor, how popular?
Well, John, according to a recent poll, as she ends her first year in power, and we have to remember there were a lot of doubts whether she could fill the very big shoes of her predecessor, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who was seen as a masterful politician. Sheinbaum's popularity was 78% at the end of that first year, which makes her the most popular president in recent times, more popular than AMLO was at that period, more popular actually than all of her predecessors in a range of different opposition parties were. She polls actually very well, not only within the left, with people who are poorer and people that are women and minorities, but she actually polls remarkably well within people historically were part of the opposition, the PAN and the PRI and others. And I think there's a recognition that she has had a style that's allowed Mexico to navigate the very difficult relation with the United States, to avoid significant tariffs, to maintain a cooperative relationship, while at the same time, she's also been relatively successful, at least in terms of the numbers, in bringing crime down. So homicides are actually, they begin to decrease at the very end of the AMLO administration, but they have actually fallen now over 20%, which is, again, a welcome thing for Mexicans. Her security chief from Mexico City, which is now the head of her national security organization, Omar Garcia Harfuch, has actually embraced not just militarized solutions, but working more closely with people formerly of the federal police, trying to bring in things like investigations and good detective work and community policing concepts that Mexico had previously walked away from. And at the same time, you have some very difficult but very astute things going on as Mexico looks towards the critical renegotiation of the USMCA accords and maintaining Mexico's integration with the North American market, with the U.S. specifically, but also with Canada. And so, again, I think Sheinbaum has navigated a very delicate path with the U.S. on tariffs, but also on crime. There's a sense that both her style and her actions have been pretty good from a Mexican standpoint. And so I think that's the reward that she's been given, that people like her for a variety of different reasons. They might not all agree with her policies, but I think she connects in her equivalent of the morning talks, the mañaneras, and people like the way that she represents Mexico.
The USMCA negotiations, I believe they're pending. What should we watch for these next months?
It's all advancing together, John. And the preliminary talks, the formal talks for USMCA, you'll have to occur by 2026. So there was an agreement to kick off preliminary talks early. That was supposed to begin at the end of September, early October. With the current U.S. federal government shutdown, my sense is that a lot of those things have been put on hold, at least for the next couple days or perhaps weeks. But as you go forward, it's really trying to look for key agreements on things like domestic content for autos, keeping the Chinese from using Mexico is a pass through to get into the U.S. market. There are issues with respect to the labor. There are issues with respect to environmental rules. There are issues with respect to emerging new sectors like the digital trade. So certainly Mexico's cooperation with the U.S. on issues of drugs is a priority for the U.S. administration, and that's part of the backdrop, I think, of USMCA. But at the end of the day, the negotiation on USMCA will take place over technical issues. And if there is not an ability to get an agreement, I think that the big risk is a de-chaining, decoupling of the Mexican economy from the U.S. economy, going back to a period, the dark period where we were in, before 1994 with NAFTA, and with almost 90% of Mexico's exports going to the U.S. market. I think Claudia Sheinbaum understands, and most Mexicans understand, however they feel or don't feel about President Trump and the current administration, the importance of maintaining that bond between Mexico's economy and the U.S. economy that, at least in my judgment, has provided significant benefit for both. And so I think there's a certain walking on eggshells, understanding right. just how important it is that we find a way to succeed in this.
Eggshells. Professor Evan Ellis, New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,